So does adding more money to the fund make any sense? Well, superannuation researcher Michael Littlewood is with me. Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Does this make any sense at all?
No.
Why not?
The presence of the New Zealand Superannuation Fund doesn't change the cost of New Zealand superannuation by one single dollar. The only thing that changes the cost of New Zealand superannuation now and in the future is to change the benefits. And I agree that we all need to have a sit down and a research-led debate on all aspects of New Zealand Super, but the New Zealand Superannuation Fund will not change that cost by $1.
Would you dump the superannuation fund?
Yes, I would, because it raises New Zealand's investment risk, it doesn't achieve its objective, and instead of having 35 or whatever it is now, $1 billion on the financial assets side of our balance sheet, we should sell the assets and repay debt.
Repay debt. Okay, so how do we fund the pension going forward then?
The pay-as-you-go method, which we used until 2001 when the fund started, is in fact the best way of paying for public pensions. Currently we pay a net 4.1% of GDP on pensions. We expect that to, or the Treasury expects that to rise to a net 7.1 in 40 years' time. Just to put that number in context, it's a lot of money and it's going to increase, but to put it in context, OECD countries today pay more than we are expecting to pay in 40 years' time. So if the OECD countries don't have a financial crisis about pensions today, why are we concerned about the financial crisis that might happen in 40 years' time?
You think the pension can continue to be universal?
Yes, in fact, it should be universal. I'm a great advocate of universal.
And at 65? Labor's saying they'll keep it at 65?
As I said at the opening, we should sit down and have a proper discussion about every single aspect of New Zealand Super. Age is one of them. The benefit is another. We have the best Tier 1 scheme in the world, I think, but I think we can make it better.
But every other country is increasing the age of eligibility for the pension, aren't they?
Yeah, the fact that other countries are increasing the age is not necessarily a reason for doing it in New Zealand. As I say, I continue to say, we have to sit down today and talk about New Zealand Super. The fund is a distraction. It doesn't change the cost of New Zealand superannuation. And Labor's saying that they're going to start contributions 3 years ahead of National is fiscal smoke and mirrors.
Okay, but you don't believe that the pension down the road a little is going to be means tested like in other countries?
I don't agree with means tested. I used to think that the pension shouldn't be paid to people who don't need it, but you just need to look across the Tasman to see what's happening in Australia. It's a hugely complex mess. And the trouble is that while the government can control what it does about its own pension, it can't control what households do with the rest of their financial lives. And Australians respond quite naturally to the means test. They try and avoid it.
Senior tax lecturer at Auckland University Business School, Mark Keating, he says all other countries have changed their system because it is simply unaffordable. You don't go along with that, obviously.
Well, I've disagreed privately with him. And I think he's accepted that perhaps he doesn't necessarily know all the ins and outs.
I see Japan is looking to increase their retirement age to their pension age to 75.
Yeah, well, Japan's an interesting case because its population is actually falling at the moment. They've got 125 million people at the moment. They're expecting that to fall to less than 90 million over the next 40 years. So Japan's in for some huge changes. We, on the other hand, our population is going to grow by about 50%.
Thank you for coming on the program. Always good to talk to you. Michael Littlewood, superannuation researcher.